兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Can brothers and sisters together with me read some of God's word?
我们请打开以弗所书第二章。
We'll first turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我们要从十九节读到二十二节。
We will read from verse 19 to 22.
这样好，我请读中文的弟兄姊妹跟我一起读一遍。
I will ask those who read in Chinese to read together with me first.
然后读英文的弟兄姊妹跟着我们的姊妹呢，把它读一遍。
And then we will read it together in English.
我们希望这一段话呢，弟兄姊妹能够牢记在心。
I hope that we can keep these words in our hearts.
我们请读中文的和我一起来，我们慢慢的读啊。
In Chinese together.
一起来。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 19 together. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are a fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets,Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们好像没有听见这个英文的大家一起读啊。
I didn't hear anyone reading together with me in English.
也许你们大家拿的版本不一样。
Perhaps your versions are different.
我希望能够不要不管它什么版本都一起读好不好
But no matter what version, let's read it together.
我们再读第四章
Let's also turn to chapter 4.
第四章
Chapter 4.
第十三节到十六节
Verse 13 to 16.
我们还是中文的先来
In Chinese first.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 13 to 16 together. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part,causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
第五章
Chapter 5
第二十六节和二十七节
Verse 26 and 27
要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
Verse 26 So that he might sanctify her having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word so that he might present to himself the church in all her glory having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing but that she would be holy and blameless
第三十二节
Verse 32。
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们交通道。
Previously, we have shared with brothers and sisters.
在以弗所书第一章。
That in Ephesians chapter 1.
神启示让我们看见他在这个宇宙中间，他要建立教会。
How God has revealed in this universe how He establishes the church.
我们知道这是神荣耀的心意。
We know that this is God's glorious purpose.
因为神有这个心意。
Because He has this will.
所以神创造了整个万有。
So He has created the entire universe.
创造了我们这些人类。
And He has created us humanity.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们必须记得。
So as Christians, we need to remember.
今天神在地上，他最大的盼望就是要建立教会。
God's greatest hope here on earth is to establish His church.
神甚至就拯救我们回来。
He has redeemed us back.
他也是为着这个目的。
It is also for this purpose.
所以我们看见神为着要能够得着教会。
So we see as God wants to obtain the church.
神做了一个非常伟大的计划。
He has done a great plan.
神用他的完全的智慧做了一个完全的计划。
In his complete wisdom, he has made a complete plan.
神为着要达到这个目的。
For him to accomplish this purpose.
我们看见父子圣灵他们也分了工。
The Father, Son, and Spirit all have their own work as well.
他们尽他们的全力，那么要达到这个目的。
They have done their all for this purpose.
那么这是在以弗所书第一章里面很清楚的让我们看见。
This is what we see very clearly in Ephesians chapter 1.
我觉得我们作为神的儿女，
So as children of God,
我们必须要明白这件事情。
We need to understand this.
你我的蒙恩得救，
For your salvation and mine,
乃是为着神的这个目的。
It is for God's purpose.
若是今天神没有办法在我们身上达到这个目的，
If God cannot attain to His purpose in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的救恩上，我们对主有亏欠。
Then we fall short of His salvation.
那么我们也讲到。
And we also have spoken.
那么神怎样在这个堕落的世界中来建造教会呢？
How did God establish the church in this fallen world?
那么有两个重要的问题，神必须要解决。
There's two important problems that God needs to solve.
那么第一个，神要解决神与人之间的问题。
The first problem is the relationship between God and men.
如果神与人之间的问题不被解决，
If the relationship between God and man is not solved,
教会就无从建立起。
Then the church cannot be built.
那我们曾经讲过，
We have also spoken.
那么神与人之间的问题是什么问题呢？
What is the problem that is between God and man?
是一个根基的问题。
It is a foundational problem.
因为撒旦已经把人从神可以建造的根基上转移到他可以工作的根基上。
Satan has taken that foundation away so that God can no longer build upon that same foundation.
那么现在呢，神要重新的转移，把这个根基从仇敌可以工作的根基转移到神可以工作的根基上。
So now, God needs to move that foundation upon which the enemy builds now into a foundation which God can build upon.
所以神与人之间的问题必须要得到解决。
And so God needs to solve that problem between him and men.
那我们知道不仅有神与人之间的问题，
Not only is there this problem between God and man,
还有人与人之间的问题。
There's also a problem between men.
人与人之间的问题是什么问题呢？
What is the problem that is between men?
是一个形式上的问题。
It is a problem of method.
若是这个形式上的问题不能被解决的话，
If the problem of methods cannot be solved,
教会依然是没有办法能够得到建造。
The church also cannot be built.
所以在这个堕落的世界中，
So in this fallen world,
我们的神要建造教会，他遇见两个重大的问题。
For God to build His church, we see that there's two large problems.
那么神如何来解决这两个重大的问题呢？
So how can God solve these two problems?
我们曾经讲过，神乃是借着他儿子的十字架来解决这个问题。
We've spoken in the past that God, through the cross of His Son, solves these two problems.
十字架是神的方法。
The cross is God's way.
也是神独一的方法。
And it's God's only way.
唯有十字架
only the cross,
能够解决神与人之间的问题。
Can solve the problem between God and man.
也唯有十字架。
And only the cross,
能够解决人与人之间的问题。
Can solve the problem between men.
所以当十字架的救恩做成的时候，
And so, as salvation through the cross was accomplished,
我们这些接受耶稣基督十字架救恩的人，
For all of us who have accepted salvation,
我们与神之间的问题被解决。
Our problem between God and us has now been solved.
成为回家的儿女。
Now we are children who have returned home.
我们成为蒙恩的圣徒。
And we are saints who are saved.
我们也成为神手中的工作。
And we are God's workmanship.
那么我想这个在以弗所书第二章很清楚地告诉我们。
This is spoken of very clearly in Ephesians chapter 2.
那么不仅十字架解决神与人之间的问题。
Not only has the cross now solved the problem between God and man.
十字架也能够解决人与人之间的问题。
The cross can also solve the problem between men.
我们曾经讲过。
We've spoken before.
神与人之间的问题是个大问题。
The problem between God and man is a very big problem.
那么似乎呢人与人之间的问题啊好像是一个更难办的问题。
But now it seems as if the problem between men is an even greater problem.
今天我们看见神的教会在地上分成千百个团体。
We see so many different groups and denominations on earth.
我们晓得最大的难处是人与人之间的问题。
I feel like the biggest problem does seem to be between men.
我们在真理上有不同的领会。
We have different understandings of doctrine and truth.
在经历上有不同的经历。
We have different experiences.
在做法上有不同的做法。
We have different methods and ways of doing things.
然后再加上我们每一个人有每一个人自己不同的看法、兴趣、不同的意见。
We also have our own opinions and ways of doing things and experiences.
所以造成了一个非常复杂的环境。
So we have a very complicated environment.
那么在这样的一种环境的里面，
So under this circumstance,
教会要被建造，
For the church to be built,
成为一个合一的身体，
To be a unified body.
你知道这是多么艰巨的一个工作？
Do you know how difficult this problem is?
是多么大的一个困难？
Such a huge difficulty.
但是感谢主，
But we thank God.
基督的十字架，
Through the cross of Christ,
可以解决人与人之间的问题，
Can solve the problem between men.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
因为十字架的缘故，
Because of the cross,
他拆断了人与人之间隔断的墙，
Now he has broken down every dividing wall between men.
那么神要把人之间所有一切形式上的分别的问题把它解除。
And he also wants to solve all of the different methods and ways of doing things.
今天十字架的工作已经完成了。
Now the work upon the cross has already been accomplished.
我们要问一个问题。
So we need to ask this question.
就到底神所要得着的教会是什么样的一种教会？
So what kind of church does he want to obtain?
我们能为着神所要得着的教会能够下一个准确的定义吗？
Can we say this is the pattern or this is the way the church needs to be?
什么样的教会才是一个标准的教会呢？
What is the standard type of church?
什么样的教会才是神眼中看为正常的一个教会呢？
What is the church that is normal in God's eyes?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天地上的教会成千上万。
Now we know that there are thousands and hundreds of churches here on earth.
但是有没有一个教会是绝对标准的教会呢？
But is there a church on earth here that can be called the standard?
我们从教会历史上来看。
So in church history,
从头一个世纪耶路撒冷的教会被建造。
From the first century as the church in Jerusalem was built.
一直到今天在地上的众教会。
All the way to today, the church is here.
我们可以说呢，你找不着一个绝对的标准的教会。
You can say that we find no absolute standard church.
我们可以说在地上呢，没有所谓的真正的模型的教会。
There is no perfect form of that church on earth.
那么这样说来，
And so speaking,
那么我们有没有什么一个样式，我们可以照着来建立的呢？
Is there an image or a pattern that we can build the church upon today?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在以弗所书第二章里面，
In Ephesians chapter 2,
我们看见使徒保罗给我们看见一个标准的样式。
The Apostle Paul gives us this standard or this picture.
那么这个标准的样式呢？
And so what does this picture look like?
就是刚才我们所读的十九节到二十二节。
Is what we just read in chapter 2, 19 through 22.
我们可以说在全本的新约圣经里面，
We can say in all of the New Testament,
只有这一段的话,
only this portion,
给我们看见了一个神所要的教会的样式,
gives us a picture of the church that God wants.
看成,看出这里教会的一个模型,
a pattern of the church.
那么实在来讲,
and so realistically speaking,
在以弗所书里面,
in the book of Ephesians,
使徒保罗给我们看见三幅的图画。
The Apostle Paul gives us three pictures.
那么这三幅的图画呢，讲到同一件事情。
These three pictures, they describe the same thing.
同样是讲到教会。
They all speak of the church.
那么在以弗所书第二章十九节到二十二节。
And so Ephesians 2, chapter 19 through 22.
这里给我们看见的是神心中所要的那个教会的一个标准的模型。
It shows us the standard image of the church that God wants.
然后到了第四章的时候呢,
and then as we get to chapter 4,
他就让我们看见呢,
we see,
这个标准的模型是怎样建造起来的呢?
How is the standard built?
那么它实际的那个表现应该是怎样的呢?
What is the realistic manifestation?
然后到了第五章的时候,
and then when we get to chapter 5,
他就给我们看见
We see
将来进入永世的时候
that when we enter into eternity,
教会要出现出来是怎样的一种情况
What is the image of the church in eternity?
所以在以弗所书里面
And so in Ephesians,
使徒保罗给我们看见有三幅的图画
The Apostle Paul gives us three pictures.
我们可以说呢第二章这里所讲的是一个目标
We can say that In chapter 2, this is our goal.
今天如果我们要把教会能够建造的符合神的心意，你必须向着这个目标往前。
If you want to build the church according to God's desire, you must build according to this goal.
我们必须建造教会符合于第二章这里的原则。
You must build upon the principles that's described in chapter 2.
那么，那个路在哪里？
So where is the way?
第四章就讲到这个路。
The way is spoken of in chapter 4.
我们要怎样达到第二章这个目标?
How do we get to the goal?
那么我们必须要循着第四章所讲的这个路。
You must go according to the way described in chapter 4.
然后将来到永世里面去的时候,
And then when you get into eternity,
我们看见教会要成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
We will see that the church will be blameless without spot or wrinkle.
没有斑点，没有皱纹。
No spot, no wrinkle.
所以以弗所书第五章所讲的。
And so in Ephesians chapter 5.
那个是指的将来在永世里面教会出现的光景。
This is in the future, the condition of the church that we see in eternity.
因为的确在时间中间。
Because as we see in time.
在地上的教会中。
The church on earth.
我们看不到有一个教会是真正的圣洁没有瑕疵。
We can't really see a church that is holy without blame.
你也找不到一个教会是没有斑点没有皱纹的。
You can't find a church that does not have any spot or wrinkle.
但是神的心意将来带领我们要进入这样的光景。
But God's desire is to bring us into that condition.
所以希望弟兄姊妹们能记得。
So I hope brothers and sisters will remember.
在以弗所书里面。
In Ephesians.
我们的主对于教会。
Our Lord towards the church.
他启示给保罗有三幅的图画。
He has revealed through Paul these three different pictures.
这三幅图画非常的重要。
These three pictures are very important.
那我想今天早晨呢。
And so this morning.
我们要集中在这一个头一幅的图画。
I want to focus upon the very first picture.
我们要来看一看。神所要的教会啊，一个标准的教会它的原则是什么
What are the principles for that standard that church that God desires
这是我们的目标
This is our goal
所以今天我们在地上建造教会
And so this morning, today as we build the church
我们要用这一段话做蓝图
We want to use this portion of scripture as our blueprint
啊，我们知道地上的教会你找我再说找不着所谓的模型的教会
Again, I want to say that on earth you will not find a standard or typical church
我们不需要在外表去找教会的榜样
Outwardly, you don't need to go find another example of a church
那么你回到这一段话语的里面
If you were to return back to this portion of scripture
如果我们能按照神在这里所启示出来的
If you were to go according to what God has revealed here
我们能在这里 一同往前建造。
Then we can build together.
那么你就是向着标杆的。
Then you are going towards the goal.
虽然也许我们不一定能够达到完全。
Perhaps we may not be able to arrive at completeness.
但是你的目标是对。
But your goal is correct.
啊，所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
在圣经里面给我们看见有清楚的标杆。
In the Bible, we see very clearly what is our goal.
我很喜欢呢，这个以弗所书第十九章开头的话。
I really like
第二章十九节开头的话。
I really like the first few words of Ephesians 2:19.
他这里说这样
It says, so then, or thus.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果有人问你
If somebody asks you,
什么样的教会是一个标准的教会
What type of church is the standard or the normal church?
很简单你就告诉他这样
Very easy, it's like this.
就是这个样子
It's like this, so then.
弟兄姊妹只有这个样子是对的
Only in this way is it right.
除此之外都是不对。
Apart from this, it's wrong.
啊，教会是有个样子的。
There is an image of the church.
什么样子的教会是对的呢
？What type of church is right?
啊，虽然我们知道在原文里面，他的意思说，因此是这样啊。那么，但是我觉得中文这样翻译非常好，就这样啊。
In the original, of course, it says so then or thus, but in Chinese, it says it's like this in this image.
我们希望呢，弟兄姊妹们，从今天早晨以后
，And so I hope, brothers and sisters, from today onward,
你里面都有一个样子。
You will have a particular image.
对教会有个样子。
You will have an idea of what the image of the church.
什么样的教会是标准的呢
？What is the standard type of church?
记住这样。
Remember, it's like this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神要建造教会是怎样的一个教会。
God tells us through the Bible very clearly how He wants to build the church.
虽然这一段话语呢非常的简单
，Even though this passage may seem very simple，
但是非常的精要。
But it's very precious.
那么这一段的话呢，把神所要的教会呢，可以说是描述的非常的清楚。
God's words has described what He wants very clearly.
首先，他这里就告诉我们说。
So first off, he tells us.
他说你们不再做外人和客旅。
You are no longer strangers and aliens.
是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
You are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
这里首先告诉我们在教会里面。
So first off, it tells us that in the church.
没有外人和客旅。
There are no strangers or aliens.
我们都是家人。
We are all of the same house.
我们都是一同做公民的。
We are all the same citizens.
也就是一同在神的国度里面。
And we are all under his country.
只要你是一个蒙恩得救的人。
As long as you are a saved person.
弟兄姊妹们，你就不是外人。
Then you are no longer a stranger.
啊，也许今天早晨也有弟兄姊妹们，可能你是头一次参加我们聚会。
Perhaps there are a few of you who are here for the first time.
但是呢，我们要告诉你，你不是外人。
But we want to tell you, you are not a stranger.
你只要是蒙恩得救的，你就是家人。
As long as you are saved, you are a family member.
什么叫做外人呢
？What does it mean to be a stranger?
这个外人，你看英文翻出来就是那个陌生人。
A stranger means that you are strange or unknown.
那意思说呢，不相干的。
That we don't know you.
啊，没有份的。
That you do not have a portion.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你不是不相干的。
You are not a stranger.
你也不是没有份的。
And you have a portion.
你只要是一个蒙恩得救的圣徒。
As long as you are a saved one.
你就与教会有份。
Then you have a portion in the church.
啊，这个是我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该知道的。
This is something that every brother and sister ought to know.
那另外来讲的话呢
？And also.
他说我们也不是客旅。
We are not guests.
啊。那我不是到这里来做客的。
We're not here to be a guest.
一个人做客的话呢
？If you are a guest,
他就是没有家也不安息。
Then you have no home and you have no rest.
弟兄姊妹们
，And so brothers and sisters,
在神的家中没有客人。
In God's house, there are no guests.
我有的时候去参加一些聚会啊。
Sometimes when I attend some meetings,
他们会说：“哎呀，孙弟兄，你是客人。
”They say, "Brother son, you are a guest."
我说：“对不起，我不是客人。
”I say, "Sorry, I'm not a guest."
我是家人。
I am one in the family.
啊，那么 因为很多的时候弟兄姊妹们因为我们在不同的团体里面聚会
Oftentimes because we gather in different fellowships
我们总觉得说你是从那个团体来的
We say that you come from that fellowship
所以你是我们的客人
And so therefore you are our guest
弟兄姊妹在神的家中没有客人
But in God's house there are no guests
啊，在神的家中都是家人
In God's house, we're all family members.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
因为神建造他的教会的时候。
Because when God builds his house.
弟兄姊妹们，神是要用家人来建造他的教会。
He builds according to family.
我们知道这一段的话语。
And so in this portion of scripture.
跟保罗把旧约的那个整个的情况都包容在里面。
He has also included the condition of the Old Testament.
啊，我们知道神从创世纪开始
From the creation of the world on
神为着要达到他这个目的
For him to attain his goal
我们知道神拣选了后来拣选了亚伯拉罕
He has chosen Abraham, we know
从亚伯拉罕呢我们就要产生了整个以色列族
And through Abraham, he has gained the people of Israel
我们晓得从一个人建立了整个一个家
From one person, he established an entire household
所以旧约以色列人他们都是亲戚
So in the Old Testament The Israelites They are all family members
他们被称作以色列家
They are the house of Israel
他们所有的人都是有关系
They're all relatives of each other
然后我们晓得从这个家
And so from that house
然后后来建立成以色列国
And then it became the country of Israel
所以在旧约圣经里面神的这个意念已经是非常的清楚
And so in the Old Testament We see that God's thought Or God's idea is very clear
今天神建造教会也是一样
It's the same when he builds the church today
所以第一件事情神是要先叫我们成为家人
And so the very first thing is that We are to become family members
然后呢弟兄姊妹们从这个家人然后建立神的国度
And then through being a family He will establish his kingdom
所以这是非常重要的一件事情
This is a very important matter
所以我们常常讲
And so often we say
教会呢以内容来讲的话是神的家
Inwardly speaking We are God's house
教会以对外面的表现来讲的话呢是国度
But the church outwardly speaking We are a country
我们晓得这是在圣经里面神所启示出来的非常清楚的两个意念
These are two very clear ideas that come from God from the scripture.
所以第一方面来讲，我们在这里一同聚会，我们在这里必须建造神的家。
So first off, as we gather here, we are building up God's family, God's house.
教会不是一个宗教的组织。
The church is not a religious organization.
啊，教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
所以我们弟兄姊妹之间呢
，So between brothers
and sisters, 我们有非常亲密的关系。
We have very close relationships.
我们晓得这个家呢，乃是从生命的关系里面建造起来的。
We see that a house is built upon the relationship of life.
啊，我们个人都有个人的家。
Yes, we have our individual families.
啊，我们看见，因为呢，我们有相同的父母，有同一的生命。
Because we see that we have similar or the same parents, therefore we have the same life.
所以我们就自然形成了一个家的一个情形。
So naturally we establish the family.
因为这是一个很自然的东西。
It's a very natural thing.
因为是从生命里面出来的。
Because it comes out of life.
那么所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
今天我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we are saved.
我们从我们的主耶稣基督领受了同一个生命。
From our Lord Jesus, we have all received the same life.
所以呢，我们成了家人。
So therefore we are family members.
所以在教会里面我们彼此称作是弟兄和姊妹
And so in the church we call one another brother or sister
这是非常美丽的
It's a very beautiful thing
我们有同一位父亲
We have the same father
啊，我们大家都是弟兄和姊妹
We are all brothers and sisters
这个弟兄姊妹不是一个称呼啊
And so it's not just a label of a brother or a sister
这是一个生命的关系
It's a relationship of life
啊，我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
从前我们不信主的时候
Previously, before we were saved
我们彼此之间是没有关系
We had no relation
啊，等到我们信了主之后
But after believing
弟兄姊妹们我们之间就成了什么弟兄姊妹的关系
Now we have that relation of being
所以在教会里我们就称你为弟兄称他为姊妹
So now we can call one another brother or sister
那么这是非常非常宝贵的一件事
It's a very precious thing
甚至有的时候
To the point
我们会发现在主里面我们所建立的关系那个生命的关系比那个肉身生命的关系还要来得紧密
That in the Lord the relationship that we establish between brothers and sisters is even more intimate than those that we have in our families
所以今天我们在 教会的里面
And so in the church today,
我们所要重视的是这个生命的关系
What we pay attention to is that relationship of life
但是很可惜啊
But sadly,
在教会历史上
In church history,
因为有很多人对于这个简单的这个点的认识上不够
We don't understand enough of this very simple truth
所以逐渐的把教会呢建造成了一个宗教的组织
So gradually the church became a religious organization
什么时候我们觉得我们在一个宗教的组织里面的时候呢我们那个家的感觉就失去了
As soon as you feel like you are in a religious organization you lose that sense of family
这个生命的感觉就失去了
You lose that feeling of life
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们我们不是建立在一个组织的关系上
And so brothers and sisters, we are not an organization.
我们是建立在一个生命的关系上
We are being built together upon the relationship of life.
什么时候这个生命的关系越兴旺
The more you have that feeling of life,
这个神的家的感觉就越浓厚
The deeper you feel that this is God's house.
啊，这是今天神在地上建造教会的时候他所需要的
This is what God needs as he builds his church.
所以我们感谢我们的主
And so we thank our Lord.
我们今天有了神的生命
Today, as we have God's life,
我们彼此之间建立了一个非常亲密的一个生命的关系在里面
We have a very intimate relationship of life.
所以希望主让我们很清楚的在这里明白一件事情
So I hope very clearly we can understand one thing.
我们在这里要过家的生活
That here we are living a family life.
所以圣经要求我们要彼此相爱。
That we need to love one another.
啊，彼此相助。
That we need to care for one another.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，其实呢，你有了这个生命的关系的话呢
，If you have this relationship of life,
它自然的就会彼此相助。
Then very naturally you will care for one another.
啊，像我们肉身的兄弟姐妹一样。
Just like your physical siblings.
无论他在哪里
No matter where they are
你不会忘记他们
You won't forget them
他一有需要的情况的时候 很自然的我们在正常的情况里我们就会帮助
Under normal circumstances If they have a need Very naturally you will help them
我们自然就会关心的
Very naturally you care for them
因为这里所建立是一个生命的关系
Because there's that relationship of life
所以我们要让这个神的家的这个光景能够更明显
And so for the condition of God's house being a family
我们每个弟兄姊妹都需要活在这个生命的里面
We need to live in this life
啊，要享受这个生命
You need to enjoy of this life
也流露这个生命
And to flow out from this life
当这个生命的感觉越来越丰富的时候
The more you have the sensation of life
啊，神的家的光景的那个味道越来越浓厚的时候
The more you can tell that that God's house is a family
这个教会的意义就越来越明显
Then the meaning of the church will become more apparent
啊，我记得1975年我们刚到温哥华的时候
I remember in 1975 when I first arrived in Vancouver
我的印象很深刻
I had a very deep impression
虽然那个时候我们人数很少
Even though at that time there were very few of us
开头聚会呢只有十来个人
There were only maybe 10 some people
但是我们知道神在那里要建造他的家
But we knew that God wanted to establish his church there
所以虽然人数很少
Even though there were very few in number
但是呢我们弟兄姊妹在一起聚集的时候呢
As brothers and sisters gathered
聚得非常的有家的味道
We truly had the feeling of family
啊，所以我常常提醒弟兄姊妹
And so I often remind brothers and sisters
我说神的家有个很大的记号就是安息
One of the greatest characteristics of God's house is rest
今天呢人在这个世界中没有安息
People on earth today, they have no rest.
甚至我们在地上所为自己的家庭中也没有安息。
Oftentimes, even in our own families, we have no rest.
在你的工作的场合，你也不容易找到安息。
In your workplace, you can't find rest there either.
所以我们常常背着重担在这个世界中生活。
And so we live from day to day with such burdens.
我们的心多么渴望能够有一个安息的所在，对不对？
Our hearts desire for a place where we can rest.
那弟兄姊妹们
And so brothers and sisters,
教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
教会应该是一个充满安息的地方。
It's a place full of rest.
如果今天我们建立了神的家
If today we build God's house,
它就应该是一个叫人得安息的地方。
It should be a place where people can find rest.
我说如果我们能这样的来建立
If we build in this way,
我就说你不需要到外面去宣传去拉什么人。
Then you don't need to go out and pull people in.
人只要进到这个聚会里面
As soon as people enter,
他就得着安息。
They feel restful.
啊，他自然的就被吸引了。
They are automatically attracted.
是吧？
Isn't that so?
但是今天可惜啊。
But very sadly.
有的聚会呢，因为呢，他们要发展工作啦，要做出外面东西，弄得非常的焦躁不安。
There are some churches because they want to grow, they want to build, and so it becomes a place full of unrest.
什么时候你失去这个安息的时候呢
？As soon as you lose that feeling of rest.
我们这个基督徒就比世人更可怜。
Then for Christians, we become even more pathetic or sadder than people of the world.
别人在世界中呢，这个不得安息。
People in the world, they have no peace or rest.
家庭则不得安息。
Their families have no peace.
工作不能得安息。
They have no rest in their work.
我们基督徒呢，跑到教会里面来了，又不安息，还多一个不安息。
And so for Christians, as we come into the church and we're also full of unrest, how sad that is.
你看我们不是比世人更可怜吗？
Then aren't we sadder, more pathetic than those in the world?
不，弟兄姊妹们。
But no, brothers.
教会是神的家，是一个得安息的地方。
The church is God's house. It's a place of rest.
所以开头的时候，我们在一起聚会，我们就竭力地保守这个安息。
As we gather together, we want to hold fast to that peace and rest.
感谢主啊！
We thank the Lord.
虽然是一个小小的聚会，
even though it was a very small gathering,
但是它里面有那个神的家的那个实际在里面。
But because we had the reality of God's house,
所以很多人呢进到那个聚会里面呢，哎呀，立刻觉得这个。好像所有的重担都可以卸下了。
So many as they gathered together with us, they felt like immediately their burdens were lifted.
啊，我记得有一次有一对夫妻来参加我们的聚会。
I remember once a couple came to gather together with us.
那天早晨我们传福音啊。
And that morning was a gospel meeting.
啊，那是我在讲道。
And I was preaching.
啊，我就看见那个姊妹坐在那里一直的哭啊。
And I saw that woman sitting there, that sister, and she kept crying.
那么其实那天早晨呢，我也没有讲什么感动的故事。
And that morning, honestly speaking, it wasn't like I was sharing some very moving story.
所以我站在讲台上的时候，我就觉得稀奇，她为什么哭呢？
So as I was standing on the pulpit, I was surprised and wondering, why was she weeping?
啊，我完全不能明白。
I couldn't understand.
那么后来我们认识之后，
And so afterwards, once we got to know her,
她就告诉我们，
she's told us.
她说过去有两年的时间，她跟她的弟兄两个一直在流荡。
In the past 2 years, her and her husband, they were wandering about.
参加了很多的聚会。
They went to many churches.
但是里面呢，好像一直都得不到安息。
But inwardly, they received no rest.
她说那天早晨她被邀请到我们的聚会。
And so that morning, she was invited to come meet with us.
她说一进来就一看呢，哎呀，只有十几个人。
As soon as she entered, she saw, oh, there's only 10-some people.
一看那个讲道的人呢，又很年轻。
And the person who's preaching, he looks very young.
因为那个时候我才30岁。
Because at that time, I was only 30.
她想说，哎呀，这个没什么了，算了。
And so she thought, oh goodness, there's not much to it.
但是来了也不能走，对不对？
But as soon as she arrived, she couldn't just leave.
但是她说，弟兄，你知道吗？
But she said, brother, do you know?
她说多么奇妙的一件事情。
What an amazing thing.
当她说我在那个椅子上这么一坐下来的时候啊。
As soon as I sat down on that chair.
里面有一个很强烈的一个意念。
A very strong impression came.
回家了。
I've come home.
回家了。
I've come home.
他说我的眼泪啊就止不住的往下流啊。
And so my tears kept falling.
这么多年一直在流荡。
After all these years of wandering around.
他说那些看你们聚会也不像个样子。
And I saw your meeting, it didn't look like any particular meeting.
但是很奇妙的一坐下来啊。
But amazingly.
这个里面就止不住的受感动啊。
As soon as I sat down, I had this huge moving inside of me that I've come home.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天神所建立的教会。
The church that God wants to establish
乃是神的家
is God's home.
所以我们要记得
And so we need to remember
我们蒙恩得救之后
After you are saved
主把我们放在他的教会里
God has placed us in the church.
我们是家人
We are family members.
我们要让神的生命
We need to allow God's life
在我们中间能够越过越发旺
To become greater and greater.
我们越过越能活出弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的光景。
So that we can live out the condition of brothers and sisters loving one another.
那么有了这个内容。
Once you have this inwardly.
然后我们看见这个神的国度能够得到彰显。
And then God's kingdom can be built.
虽然呢，在以弗所书第二章这里没有提到国度这个字。
Even though in Ephesians chapter 2 it does not speak of kingdom.
它是提到那个公民。
It speaks of the citizens.
当然了，我们知道这个公民呢，就是跟国度有关系。
And of course, we know citizens have to do with the kingdom.
不错，教会也是神的国。
Yes, The church is God's kingdom.
这里有神的行政。
Here is God's government.
有神的管理在其中的。
And God's sovereignty in it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在神的国度里面，我们都是做仆人的人。
In God's kingdom, we are all slaves or servants.
所以教会在地上。
And so the church on earth.
也是让神的王权得到维系的地方。
It's also a place where God establishes his kingship.
应该让神的宝座设立在我们的中间。
A place where he establishes his throne among us.
那我们看见在这里有神在管理我们。
Then here we see God is in control.
有神的权柄显在这里。
His power is here.
我们晓得教会的次序不是用外面人所建立的组织来维系的。
The order of the church is not built by men establishing a hierarchy.
乃是因为有神的权柄在其中，它自然形成的一个次序。
But because God is in control, very naturally, He will establish order.
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以在这里，保罗告诉我们。
And so here we see.
若是我们所建立的真正是神的教会。
Paul tells us that if we are really building God's church.
它一方面是神的家，另外一方面就是神的国度。
That we are building His family. On the other hand, this is His kingdom.
然后他下面就讲到啊
And then further he says,
另外一件重要的事情
another important matter.
他就说呢神要把这个教会呢建造成为神的殿
He wants to build this into his holy temple.
我们晓得这个殿呢本来是旧约的一个思想
Now we know that the temple is a thought in the Old Testament.
因为以色列百姓在旧约时代中啊他们是在圣殿那里呢在那里侍奉神敬拜神的
Because the Israelites in the Old Testament that is where they serve God and worship God in the temple
当然我们也知道在耶路撒冷这个圣殿呢是当时以色列百姓所有生活的一个重心
We know that in Jerusalem the temple was the main focus and the center of the life of the Israelites
是的神到了新约时代中要建立教会的时候
And so in the New Testament when God wants to build the church
这个教会呢是包括了旧约圣殿的意义在里面
The church also encompasses the meaningof the temple in the Old Testament.
所以旧约的圣殿呢可以说是一个预表。
And so the Old Testament temple we can say is an analogy or a picture.
是讲到教会所建造的一个内容在这里。
It speaks of the meaning of the church here today.
所以我们可以从旧约圣殿的建造。
And so from the Old Testament building of the temple.
我们也可以看见神今天在地上要怎样建造他的教会。
We can see how God wants to build the church today.
所以这个思想意念是一贯。
And so this idea is constant.
好，那么这里保罗告诉我们说呢
，And so Paul tells us，
他说呢，要建造在这个使徒和先知的根基上。
It is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
我们都知道使徒和先知呢，这是两个很重要的恩赐。
Now we know that.The being an apostle and a prophet is a very important gift.
保罗在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul tells us
教会的根基就是基督
that the foundation of the church is Christ.
那么这里为什么又出来了一个根基呢
So why here does it seem like there's a separate foundation?
我们可以这样解释
We can explain it in this way.
就是教会的根基是基督不错
That yes, the foundation of the church is Christ.
是这里呢来是解释呢从这个根基出来的两个重大的功用。
But here we see two very important functions based upon this foundation.
那么这是今天教会所建造的两个所不可缺少的两个大的恩赐。
These are two very important gifts that the church cannot be without in the building today.
我们晓得使徒的意思啊。
Now the meaning of an apostle.
原文的意思就是奉差遣的意思。
Originally is one that is sent out.
这个奉差遣呢。
One that is sent.
就是有的人呢神差遣他之后呢他就要按照神的心意。来侍奉
that after they are being sent out, they must serve according to God's will.
所以当然这个奉差遣也代表着有神的权柄在里面。
And so of course, one who has been sent by God also has authority of God.
他在这里为了要执行神的命令。
They must give what God's commands are.
所以也可以说呢，使徒们呢，他们是没有自己的事业的，不做自己的工的。
So you can say that apostles are those who do not have their own career. They do not do their own work.
所以今天如果一个人受到这样的托付的时候
，If a certain person today they receive this calling, they need to be very careful.
但是我们看见很可惜的一件事情。
But very sadly, we see
在教会历史上屡屡的出现很多的错误。
That in church history we see that there have been many mistakes.
有的人 好像神差遣他了。
It seems as if some have been sent by God.
结果呢，他就开始做自己的事。
But sadly, they begin to do their own work.
建立个人的事业。
And they establish their own career.
甚至我们知道有的聚会呢，他们就用这个人的名称某某人的 ministry 啊，我们知道这是一个很大的错误。
And sadly, we see today that in some gatherings, in some churches, they say that this is this person's ministry.
使徒们是不做自己的工的。
Apostles, they do not do their own work.
尤其在头一个世纪。
Particularly in the first century.
我们晓得，当神的儿女手中还没有新约圣经的时候。
Now we know that the saints at that time, they still did not have the New Testament in
their hands. 他们要怎样的来过教会生活呢？
How did they live the church life?
他们根据什么呢？
What did they follow?
那么他们不能完全根据旧约啊。
They could not follow the Old Testament entirely.
所以在使徒行传第二章很清楚告诉我们。
So in Acts chapter 2 it tells us.
当初他们的根据就是根据使徒的教训。
They followed the teaching of the apostles.
那么他们根据使徒的交通。
And they had the fellowship of the apostles.
所以这就很清楚地告诉我们。
And so very clearly it tells us.
使徒的教训就是主的教训。
That the teaching of the apostles is also the teaching of the Lord.
使徒的交通就是主的交通。
The fellowship of the apostles is also the fellowship of the Lord.
感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
在头一个世纪主得着的一般的使徒们，他们的确忠心在主面前。
That in the first century, that God obtained a group of people who followed Him.
所以今天在教会里面也需要有人奉差遣。
And so yes, in the church today, we also need those who are sent out by God.
我们晓得使徒的原则，人就是可以应用。
And so yes, we can use the principle of the apostle.
但是呢，我们必须要持守使徒的这个原则。
But we must follow close to the principle.
只为建立基督的身体。
To only establish the body of Christ.
那么先知呢？
And what about prophets?
当然我们知道先知是替神说话的一般人。
We know that prophets are those who speak for God.
也可以说他们是受灵感替神说话。
You can say that they speak under God's inspiration.
在旧约圣经里我们可以看见。
In the Old Testament we see.
所有的使徒所有的先知们都不讲自己的话。
The prophets do not speak their own words.
他们乃是神怎样说他们就怎样说。
However God speaks, they speak.
甚至有的先知啊他不是用言语。
And even some prophets, not even with
language. 他用他的生活来表现。
They use their own daily life to
speak. 他完全反映神所要反映。
They respond everything that God wants to say.
所以先人人在旧约圣经里面。
And so for people in the Old Testament.
他们不能直接听见神的话语。
Because they could not hear God directly.
但是他们可以从先知听见神的话语。
But they can hear God's words through the prophets.
因为先知能够把神的话语。能够带给他们。
Because the prophets could speak out what God's words were.
到了新约圣经里面。
And so in the New Testament.
我们知道先知讲道的原则人就是可以应用。
The principle of the prophets we can also use.
那么在新约时代中的先知是指的什么说的呢？
So what do we speak of the prophets in the New Testament?
我们不说今天在这个新约时代中间完全没有像旧约的那样的先知一样。那么告诉你明天要发生什么，后天要发生什么事情。
Now it's not that we're saying that today there are no prophets like the prophets in the Old Testament that we can say what's going to happen to you tomorrow or the next day.
但是呢，在新约时代中啊，先知的意义啊
，the meaning of a prophet
具备更重大的一个意义在里面。
There's an even more important meaning.
启示录告诉我们
，In Revelation it tells us
先知的灵就是耶稣的见证。
That the spirit of the prophet is the testimony of Christ.
所以我们可以晓得，今天在新约时代中做先知的原则，那是针对着基督的见证说的。
And so in the New Testament, a prophet speaks directly of what Christ is saying.
他们有一个很重要的功用。
They have a very important function.
就是他们能够解释属灵的事情。
That they can explain spiritual things.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important
thing. 那么甚至呢，弟兄姊妹们
，to such a point，
在哥林多前书第十四章
，that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14，
告诉我们说呢，所有神的儿女们都可以，那么做先知来交通的。
That all of God's children can all be prophets to share。
所以这变成了今天新约时代中间说话的一个原则。
So this is a principle in the New Testament of speaking。
就是在教会的里面，大家都要顺着膏油来说话。
That in the now in the church, when we speak, we must speak according to the anointing.
顺着膏油来行事。
That we work according to the anointing.
所以在教会里面所需要的是那个生命的言语。
And so in the church, we need words of life.
今天有很多基督徒啊，
对于这个不太明白。
There are many Christians today who don't completely understand this.
我们以为说呢，我们讲一点属灵的话就可以。
We feel that if we speak some spiritual terminology, that's good
enough. 甚至有很多人说呢，把圣经拿来这么读一读就可以了。
Or if you just read the scripture for a little bit, that's enough.
不，教会是需要的，是活的言语。
The church needs living words.
必须有膏油在里面涂抹，然后呢，弟兄姊妹们，你。才能够把这个话传递出去。
You need the anointing from within, therefore you can speak out.
这不仅是讲道是这样。
Not just in preaching.
就是我们弟兄姊妹彼此交通也是这样。
But just as we fellowship and talk among one another.
我们要顺着膏油说话。
Every time you speak, it must be under the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，这个膏油出来的话语就是一个活的言语。
So the words that are spoken under the anointing are living words.
就具备的先知的一个原则在里面。
And it has the principle of the prophet within it.
那么并且更还有重要的一个原则。
And more importantly,
就先知们都是有属灵看见。
That prophets, they have spiritual revelation.
所以呢，先知们是传递一个看得见的真理。
So prophets are those who speak the words that have been revealed.
所以你看见今天教会要被建造。
And so for the church to be built today.
这个使徒跟先知是两个重要的基础。
Apostles and prophets is a very important foundation.
我们觉得今天呢，在教会里面这些都被忽略掉。
I do feel that these two things have often been misunderstood.
那么保罗告诉我们，不仅在这个根基上面来建造。
Not only upon these two foundations.
然后下面说呢，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
But it also says that Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone.
在犹太人的建筑里面。
Among the Jews, when they build.
这个房角石是很重要的一块石头。
The cornerstone is a very important piece of stone.
在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament，
我们看见当初圣殿建造的时候
，When we see the temple being built，
那个地基呢是用大的石头把它建成。
Foundations were built based on very large stones.
等到这个地基建成之后
，Once the foundation was laid，
他们要开始建造圣殿的时候
，And as the temple was being built up，
他们需要有一个房角的石头。
They needed a cornerstone.
因为这个房角石是个基石。
Because the cornerstone is the beginning.
啊，所有这个基石一放下去之后呢，下面房屋才可以建造。
Once the beginning is laid down, then the entire structure can be built.
所以在犹太人中间有这样的一个传统。
So among the Israelites, there is this tradition.
那么犹太人中间有很多的这石匠都是专家。
Jews have many masons, and they're all experts.
当初呢。他们在建造这个圣殿根基的时候、啊、
And so as they're building the foundation of the temple,
他们就看到有一块石头。
They saw a particular stone.
大家觉得这个石头有点奇怪。
They felt that it was kind of strange.、
啊、所以这些匠人们就觉得，哎，这个石头呢，大概没什么用，就把它丢在荒郊野外。
And so the masons, they saw that perhaps because it was of no use, they threw it away.
哪里晓得这个圣殿的这个地基铺好之后呢？
Now after the foundation of the temple was laid,
他们就开始找这个房角石头。
They needed to find that cornerstone.
他们用了这个石头，用了那个石头都不合适。
They used this stone and that stone, but none of them were appropriate.
所以他们心里很着急啊。
And so they were very anxious.
因为这个房角石如果找不到的话，房子就没办法建造。
Because if they could not find the cornerstone, then the building could not be built.
就忽然有人想起来了。
And all of a sudden, one person remembered.
我们不是啊，丢在那个。外面有块石头吗
？Didn't we throw out this one particular stone？
我们把那个石头拿来试试看。
Let's try that stone。
所以他们就把那个石头拿来了。
So they brought it。
哪里晓得啊？这个石头拿来一放上去刚刚好。
They didn't realize that as soon as they put it down, it was a perfect match.
所以因此在诗篇里面就有这样的话说。
And so in Psalms it says，
他说他是你们匠人所弃的石头，却成了头一块石头。
He is a cornerstone that they have all rejected。
所以使徒彼得起来传扬神的话语的时候呢
，And so when the apostle Peter started to preach，
他就用这个来比喻我们的主耶稣。
He used this as an analogy for our Lord Jesus。
他就指责那帮犹太人说
，And so he rebuked the Jews saying，
他是你们匠人所弃的石头。
He is the stone that you have rejected，
却成了房角的头块石头。
But now has become the cornerstone。
接下去。彼得讲了一句很重要的话。
And then Peter spoke a very important word.
他说：“除他以外，别无拯救。
”Apart from him, there is no other salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And so dear brothers and sisters,
这句话对今天整个教会的建造来讲也是非常的重要。
This is a very important phrase for us today as we build.
所以，只有我们的主耶稣基督，他是那个房角的头一块石头。
Only Jesus is the cornerstone as we build.
那么必须从他开始。
It must begin from him.
啊，所以我们的主说，他就是开始。
And so he is the beginning.
他就是那个标准。
He is the standard.
是他来承受所有一切的事物。
He bears all responsibility.
所以今天在教会里面。
And so today in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，只有主耶稣基督可以被高举。
Only Jesus can be exalted.
所以在教会里面。
In the church.
凡是出于基督的事物。
Anything apart from Christ.
这个才能被接受。
Only things that are of Christ can be accepted. Other things that are apart from Christ cannot be accepted.
但是你看见2000年教会的历史。
And as we look at 2000 years of church history,
人把太多基督之外的事物带进教会里面。
Men have brought in so many things that have nothing to do with Christ.
到今天人弃绝了这位房角的头块石头。
To a point where we have rejected this cornerstone.
用了很多其他的方式来建立神的教会。
And have used many other methods to build the church.
这个是很大的一个错误。
This is a very big mistake.
所以今天您如果要建造真正是神心中所要的教会。
And so if you want to establish the church that God truly wants,
必须让主耶稣基督做房角的头块石头。
Jesus must be the very first cornerstone.
不仅他是这个房角的头块石头。
Not only is he the very first stone, the cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹们，这整个房屋都是靠他来联络的。
The whole building is being built and connected together by him.
没有任何的人事物。
Not one thing.
可以取代主耶稣基督所有的一个地位。
Can take the place of Christ in the church.
但是我们今天发现。
But we find today.
在教会里面。
That in the church.
有很多的人事物取代了主的地位。
There are many people and things that have taken the place of Christ.
有的有恩赐的人。
Some people who have gifts.
有的有才干的人。
And some who have skill.
啊，有很多许多其他的事物。
And other people who have lots of other things.
我们用这些东西作为一个联系。
We use those things as the connection.
这是多么大的一个错误。
This is a grave mistake.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And so dear brothers and sisters.
在教会里面。
In the church.
你我之间的联系。
The connection between you and me.
只有让主在中间。那才是对的。
Only if the Lord is between us, then that is right.
建立在主之外任何的关系都是错误的。
Anything that is built apart from the relationship of Christ is wrong.
都是让教会没有办法完全得到建立。
Will not allow the church to be built.
所以你看当初哥林多的教会就是这样啊。
And so we see that is the condition of the Corinthians.
有人说呢，我是属保罗的。
Some say that I belong to Paul.
他们以保罗为中心。
And Paul is the center.
保罗一来了，那一群人就连在他身上。
And so as soon as Paul came, a whole bunch of people gathered around him.
有人说我是属彼得的。
And some say I am of Peter.
彼得一来了，又连着一群人。
And as soon as Peter came, some gathered around him.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some say that I am of Apollos.
亚波罗来了，他们就连。
As soon as Apollos came, a bunch of people gathered around him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的错误。
Brothers and sisters, this is wrong.
今天我们知道只有基督能够把整个房屋把它连接在一起。
Today, the building can be fitted together only based upon Christ.
所以在哥罗西书里面。
And so in Colossians,
保罗告诉我们呢，在教会的建造上，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
He tells us that in the building of the church, Christ is all and in all.
在教会的整个联络上面，只有建立在主耶稣基督身上的那个是最纯的。
The most pure are those who are being built together, fitted together by Christ.
那个才是对的。
That is correct.
好，我们晓得今天呢，地上教会呢分成了很多很多的团体。
Now we know that there are many denominations of the church.
有很多是我们在某一个团体里面年日久了之后呢。
And after we are in particularly one group for a long time.
我们自然形成了一种关系在里面。
And then after you've developed a certain relationship.
好像我们就是属于这样的一个情况。
It's as if you belong to that particular style.
我们有相同的背景，所以呢，我们大家连得很紧密。
Because we have similar backgrounds, and therefore we are very close to one another.
这个不是相同背景的人来了，你就感觉上就觉得这个是真的是非常的陌生。
A person with a different background comes and joins us, and we feel that that's quite a stranger.
我记得我曾经给弟兄姊妹们讲过，因为主耶稣带领我在 各处呢和一些弟兄姊妹们有交通。
I remember I shared with you previously that because I oftentimes travel and share with other brothers and sisters
elsewhere. 因为我们大家有不同的背景在。
Because we all have different backgrounds.
所以有的时候这些形式的东西像隔断的墙一样。
And so sometimes the different styles or methods are like dividing walls between us.
所以有一次我去参加一个聚会。
So one time I went together at this meeting.
我一进去呢，我就感觉这个气氛很冷漠。
As soon as I entered, I felt like the atmosphere was very cold.
因为呢。他们不仅不把我当作客人，把我当作外人看。
Because not only did they treat me as a guest, but also as a stranger.
所以我一进到那个聚会里，我就感觉到一种气氛。
So as soon as I entered, I felt there was this atmosphere.
因为呢，他们是在一起的，他们这些人在一起。
Because those people were together.
所以，我呢，这个。好像是一个陌生人呢，闯到他们中间来。
But then it was as if I was a stranger that had just happened upon them.
当然，他们很客气。
Of course, they were very polite.
他们就说啊，孙弟兄来了，请他有点交通。
Because brother son is here, we ask him to share.
我感觉啊，这样的气氛呢，站起来交通很困难。
And then I felt because of this atmosphere, it's very difficult to get up and share.
哎，感谢主，圣灵提醒我。
But then I thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit reminded me.
我不是客人，也不是外人。
I am not a guest and I am not a stranger.
我是家人。
I'm a family member.
所以我一站起来啊。
So as soon as I stood up,
我就对弟兄姊妹说啊。
I said to brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters,
我是你们的亲戚。
I am your relative.
我这一讲大家都笑了。
And as soon as I said that, everyone smiled and laughed.
感谢主，这么一笑，那个气氛就缓和了。
As soon as everyone smiled, the atmosphere lifted.
所以因此呢，我们就可以呢，在一起呢，就彼此有交通。
Then we could have fellowship together.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you see?
今天我们只有建立在主里面的关系。
Only when we are built upon the relationship of the Lord,
那个才是一个正常的关系。
That is a normal relationship.
除此之外，
apart from that,
再也没有任何的东西可以做中间的联系的。
There's nothing else that can fit us together.
不错，神曾经使用，可以使用很多有恩赐的人。
Yes, the Lord can use many who are very gifted.
但是呢，他们呢，不能成为教会联系的一个原因。
But they cannot be what the church is fitted together.
主耶稣基督是无人可以取代的。
Only our Lord Jesus can fit us together.
那么，所以这是今天教会建造很重要很重要的一个原则。
And so this is a very important principle in building the church.
然后下面他说呢。
And then following it says,
就渐渐地成为主的圣殿。
We are growing into a holy temple.
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
用渐渐这个字
to be growing,
你看英文更清楚、
It's more clear in English.
它是借着一个生命的增长
It is a growth of life
变成圣殿
into a holy temple.
那我们晓得旧约的圣殿呢是用石头落起来的
Now the temple in the Old Testament was built up by stones.
那么到了新约时代里面呢
But now in the New Testament,
彼得也告诉我们是活石
Peter tells us that we are living stones.
我们是有生命的石头
Now we are stones with life.
那么这个生命的石头呢
Now stones with life,
它是借着增长的功用被建造起来
are built up together based on the function of life.
所以教会的增长
And so the growth of the church
不是靠着人数众多了就变大了
It's not that we grow because we have many people who now attend
那是要看它中间那个生命的生长是如何的
But it depends upon the growth of life within
它是一个有机体
It is an organism
教会不是一个组织
It's not a structure or organization
所以今天我们需要注重生命
And so we need to pay attention to life
我们每个弟兄姊妹都需要长大成人
Every brother and sister need to mature and grow
我们需要追求生命的成长
We need to pursue after the growth of life
弟兄姊妹们教会是在这样的光景中被建立起来
The church is only built up based upon this
所以这个是非常重要的一件事情
And so it's a very important matter
感谢主
We thank the Lord
今天主已经把这个生命给了我们。
Because the Lord has already given us this life.
如果我们越多注重这个生命
，So the more we pay attention to this life，
越多的能够看见教会的一个成长。
The more you can see the church grow.
那么成长成为什么呢
？And grow into what？
他说成长成为圣殿。
You are growing into a holy temple.
在旧约圣经里面
，Now in the Old Testament，
我们知道这个殿那是指的侍奉和敬拜所。
The temple speaks of service and of worship.
所以今天教会呢是一个侍奉神的地方。
And so the church is a place where we serve God.
教会是一个敬拜神的地方。
It's a place where we worship God.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
Now we are all priests.
所以我们进到这里来，我们一同来侍奉我们的神。
And so as we enter into this place, we are serving God together.
我们要在这里一同把敬拜归给我们的神。
And here we are giving worship to Him.
啊，这是今天的神建造教会的时候具备有同样的意义在这里。
And so in God building up His church, it has the same meaning.
所以我们常常讲。
And so often we say.
你主日来到教会。
Sunday mornings when you come to church.
我们不是光是来听道。
We're not here just to listen to preaching.
我们是来侍奉神。
We are here to serve God.
既然侍奉神，你就要学习侍立在神的跟前。
And so, since you are serving God, you need to stand before God.
那么圣灵感动我们。
As soon as the Holy Spirit moves you,
我们就应该在这里把我们的服事归给我们的主。
We need to give our service to the Lord.
你的祷告是侍奉。
Your prayer is service.
你的唱诗歌也是侍奉。
Your singing is also service.
甚至在这里，我们一同聚会呀、啊。在这里听到也是侍奉。
Even as we gather together and listen to preaching, it is still service.
不仅是侍奉。
Not only service.
并且是为着来敬拜神。
But it is also to worship God.
我们要和我们的弟兄姊妹一同在这里来敬拜我们的神。
Together with brothers and sisters, we worship God.
让我们的神被高举。
To exalt our God.
让他充满一切。
So that he could fill all.
我想这是今天的弟兄姊妹们新约时代中间神建立教会成为圣殿的。
And so this is a very important principle for the Lord in building up the church in the New Testament today.
所以我们就说，有很多的时候啊。
And so often we see.
我们有错误的一个意念。
Because we have a wrong understanding.
尤其今天在地上的教会。
Particularly the church on earth.
这个侍奉变成少数人的。
Service becomes just a select few.
变成一般专门的人做。
Those who are specialized.
这个不对。
That is incorrect.
所以。我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该认识我们是一个侍奉神的人。
So all of us need to come to see that we are all servants of God.
那么不仅这样。
Not only so.
他最后说他你们也要靠他同被建造。
But we are being built together.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
就他不仅是一个殿是一个侍奉敬拜的地方。
Not only is this a temple, a place of worship and service.
他更是神的居所。
But this is God's house, God's resting place.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
It's a very important matter.
那么如何我们能成为神的居所呢？
How can we be God's resting place?
他这里说是同被建造。
That we are being built together.
啊，这个意念是很重要的。
This is a very important point.
那意思说在教会中没有一个人是可以缺少的。
Meaning that not one person can be missing in church.
也没有一个人是没有用的。
And that means everyone is useful.
啊，在教会里面。
In the church,
不能缺少你。
We can't be without you. Can't be without me.
啊，每一个弟兄姊妹都是重要的。
Every brother and sister is important.
啊，不是哪一个特别重要，哪一个不重要。
It's not that one person is more important than another.
啊，我们多年来啊，常常碰见有些弟兄姊妹，有时候很谦卑啊。
After many years, we have met brothers and sisters, some who are very humble.
啊，他常常讲说，哎呀，像我这样的小弟兄、小姊妹啊，少一个没关系。
They say, oh, if you're missing just a small brother or a small sister like me, it doesn't really matter.
教会这么多人呢。
There's so many people in the church.
少了我一个，这个也不缺少什么。
Missing one like me, it's not a big deal.
多了我一个也不觉得多什么。
An addition of me, it's not as if it's a big deal either.
我不重要。
I'm not important.
当然有的时候弟兄姊妹们，这样的谦卑也不一定很真实。
And yet at the same time, sometimes this humility is not very real.
有时候觉得好像被人家轻看。
As if you're being looked lightly upon by others.
有人说，哎呀，我只不过是一个小石头啦。
I'm just a small pebble.
啊，那么，这么多弟兄姊妹
There's so many brothers and sisters. They're all useful.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，你可以觉得你自己很渺小。
You can feel that you are small.
你可以觉得你自己不重要。
You can feel that you're not important.
但是在主的心目中间不是的。
But in God's heart, it's not so.
你是非常的重要。
You are very important.
主说缺了你就不行。
God says without you, it's not possible.
没有你，我整个教会的建造就要落空了。
Without you, then The entire building process is in vain.
所以我常常讲圣经中有一些的名词是我们难以领会。
There are some terms or terminology in the Bible that it's difficult for us to understand sometimes.
我们的神被称作是完全的神。
Our God is a complete God.
他的工作也是完全。
His work is also complete.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
今天呢，因为我们人不完全。
Because we are imperfect.
所以我们做事马马虎虎的缺个什么东西没关系。
So when we do things carelessly and we forget something, it doesn't matter.
但是对于神来讲是不可以的。
But to God, he can't have that.
神既然拣选了这么多的人要来建造他的教会。
Because God has chosen so many of us to build his church.
那就是这么多。
Then it must be that many people.
缺一点也不可以。
He cannot be without one.
就像耶路新耶路撒冷一样。
Just like in the New Jerusalem.
那一座城从天而降。
That city comes from heaven and comes down.
是完完整整的一座城。
It is complete and perfect.
中间呢，如果缺少了你这么一点。
If it is missing just you.
也许你觉得说你这个小啊小的不得了的这么一点。
Even a tiny, minuscule person like you.
但是你知道吗？缺少了你这一点，就叫做什么？不完全。
But if it's missing you, it is incomplete, imperfect.
对神来讲就是大事情了。
To God, it's a big deal.
缺少了这一点。
Without you.
神的整个工程通通要瓦解的。
All of God's work will be in vain.
哦，所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
你要记得，虽然你很小。
Even though you are small.
但是你很重要。
But you are important.
啊，在教会里面。
In the church.
我们要大家一同被神来建造。
We need to be built up together.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们从蒙恩得救那天开始。
From the day that we receive salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道你在神的心目中间是多么的宝贵。
We must know that you are so important and precious in God's heart.
你这是贵重无比呀。
You are beyond value.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里我们要看重所有其他的弟兄和姊妹。
So in the church, brothers and sisters, we need to look upon our,
我们要和其他弟兄姊妹们一同被建造。
To be built up together.
如果今天呢，你看中了这个点。
Today, if you understand this point.
当你看见有一个弟兄一个姊妹软弱的时候。
When you see a brother or a sister and they are weak.
你里面的感觉就不一样了。
Then the feeling within you is different.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要把他拉起来的。
Then you must pull them up.
啊，因为什么呢？
Why?
因为呢，他下去的话就把你也拖下去了。
Because as they go downward, you are pulled downward too.
他一不完全了，我们大家都不完全了。
As soon as they are incomplete or imperfect, then all of us are incomplete.
我想我们需要有这样的意念。
We need to have this thought.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你去帮助弟兄姊妹是等于帮助自己啊。
If you help brothers and sisters, you are helping yourself.
啊，一个弟兄最近没有聚会了，我们要去看看他为什么不聚会。
A brother has not come to the meeting for a long time. We need to go visit them and find out why.
一个弟兄软弱下去，我们看看他为什么软弱。
If they have fallen and if they are weak, we need to know why.
我们要去找他。
You need to go look them up.
你知道在弟兄运动的时候，
You know, during the brethren movement,
弟兄们对这个身体的感觉是那么的强烈。
The brothers had such a deep feeling and impression of this body life.
有一个弟兄一直去照顾另外一个弟兄。
When one brother went to care for another brother,
这个弟兄一直在软弱的当中。
Because this brother was constantly in weakness.
他常常犯罪。
He often sinned.
啊，常常犯罪。
He often sinned.
软弱得不得了。
He was terribly weak.
这个弟兄呢，爱心很大，就一直去看他。
And so, because this one brother has so much love,
he
went to visit him.
这个弟兄就对他说：“你不要再来找我，我是没希望的。”
Until one day, this brother said, "Because I am so weak, I am so hopeless. Don't come see me."
你放我去吧。
Just let me go.
啊，你不要再这样照顾我了。
Don't care for me anymore.
我是无可救药的。
I am beyond salvation.
但是这个弟兄说什么呢？
But what did this other brother say?
他说：“弟兄。”
He said, "Brother."
当你去犯罪的时候，
When you sin,
你也把我带去了，
you have brought me,
所以我非抓住你不可。
So I must hold on to you.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个感觉多么的宝贵啊！
Such, so precious is this feeling.
啊，今天如果我们有这样的感觉，
If you have this feeling,
我们教会根本不需要推动什么看望，
Then we don't need to encourage one another to go visit each other.
从现在开始起，你要到处去找。
From now on, you go and look.
啊，要把那些软弱弟兄姊妹通通把他找回来。
Find those who are weak, bring them back.
你要对他说，弟兄，你的软弱，你把我也带软弱了。
You say, brother, your weakness, you have brought me weakness.
不可以的。
This can't be.
啊，那么我们就在这里呢，弟兄姊妹们要一同被建造。
And so here we are being built together.
这是多么宝贵的一个思想。
This is such a precious thought.
所以求主施恩给我们。
And so may the Lord have mercy on us.
当我们这样一同被建造的时候。
And as we are being built together.
我们就能够成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Then we can be a building where the Spirit dwells.
今天神在他的灵里面住在我们的中间。
Now God in Spirit dwells among us.
保罗在提摩太前书第三章告诉我们
Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3 tells us
神的家是永生神的家
that this house is the house of the living God
啊，我们中文啊，有的时候不大容易表达这个意思
Sometimes
英文讲这个 living God
In Chinese it's harder to describe but in English it's he's a living God
这个 living God 就是现在的
That means he is in the present
这不是说呢啊哦神是永生神啊
That because God is the almighty God
啊神是怎么又真又活的神
He is a true and living God
就是现在就活在我们中间
That means he lives presently right now among us
所以这对我们是一个很大的考验
So it's a great test for us
如果今天光是我们在这里
If it's just us here
神不在这里
And God is not here
弟兄姊妹们这个不成为教会
Then this is not a church
今天神要用我们成为他的一个居所。
God wants to use us to be His dwelling place.
啊，要让有人感觉是进到我们中间，他就感觉，哎呦，神在这里。
So that when people come here, immediately they feel, oh, God is here.
我们记得雅各在巴旦亚兰的旷野里面。
When Jacob was in the wilderness.
啊，那么他做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
梦到一个天的梯子。
He dreamt of a heavenly ladder. 看见神的使者上去下来。And the angel servants of God were going up and down. 第二天早
上他醒过来的时候呢。
The next day when he woke up.
哎呦，他这就是神的家，天的门。
He had a feeling, this is the house of God, the
entrance to heaven. 他说神真在这里，我竟然不知道啊。
That God is here and I did not even know it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and
sisters. 如果是神的家，就有神在其中。
If this is God's dwelling place, he must be here.
这是很自然的一件事情。
Very naturally.
所以我就说，今天呢，我们要建造教会，这是重大的一件事情。
And so as we build the church today, this is a very important thing.
教会是一个属灵的房屋。
This is a spiritual building.
是神在这里安息的所在。
It's a place where God finds rest.
是神与人同在的一个地方。
It's a place where God dwells together with man.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
这个就是以弗所书第二章给我们看见的神所要的那个教会。
This is the church from Ephesians chapter 2 that we see God desires after.
所以只有这样。
Only like this
那才是符合于神的心意
can satisfy God's desire.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
神已经把这个原则很清楚地摆在我们跟前
God has already given us these principles very clearly.
神也把这个目标摆在我们
And he has already given us this goal before us.
我要再说
I want to say again.
我们中间没有外人
We have no strangers among us.
没有客旅
We have no guests.
这是我们所有弟兄姊妹们大家要共同在这里一同来建立
And this is what we build together as brothers and sisters.
我们盼望主今天在地上
We hope that God today on earth
还能够真正找着一个地方成为他自己安息的所在
can find a place where he finds rest.
先知们曾经这样说
The prophets have said in the past
在末后的日子
that at the end days
神要回来重建大卫倒塌的帐幕
God wants to build up or find that place that David has built.
因为在大卫的年间
Because during David's days,
神住在以色列百姓中间，可以说是住的最安息舒适的。
That was the time that God dwelt with the most peace among his people.
所以经过了很多年日之后，神念念不忘。
After many, many years, God has not forgotten.
因为大卫是一个爱神的人。
Because David was one who loved God.
大卫在地上的时候呢，一心为耶和华寻得安息的所在。
David, in all of the days of his life, he looked for that place where God could dwell.
我们也求主把这个心志、心愿放在我们每个弟兄姊妹的里面。
May God also place that same desire inside of us.
让我们在这里一同聚会。
So that as we meet together,
不是仅仅有点外面的活动。
Not just for some outward activity.
我们要留意神的家有没有被建立起来。
We need to pay attention. Did God build His house among us?
所以我有时候想起诗歌上的话。
So sometimes I remember the words in the hymn.
我们的个人的得失并不重要。
That our personal losses is not very important.
神的旨意当留心。
But God's will must have a way.
若是在主回来之前
before he returns,
主在我们中间能够找着安息的所在。
Among us, if he can find a place of rest,
弟兄姊妹们，那我们就有福了。
Then brothers and sisters, we are truly blessed. 主回来的日子呢，
得着他的称许。
Then we will be rewarded and praised by him.
我想今天主把我们一同聚在这个地方。
So as the Lord gathers us here together,
我们不是光是为着聚会而聚会。
It's not that we meet for the sake of meeting.
也不是光是为着一点教会的活动而在这里。
Only for some church activities that we gather here.
我们要对主说，主啊。
We want to say to the Lord, Lord.
我们在这里巴望能够建立你的家。
We want to establish your house here.
我们巴望我们在一起的聚集能成为你安息的所在。
We want to be a place where you can find your rest.
愿你这位永生的神。
May you, this eternal living God.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
能够住在我们的中间。
Live among us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在以弗所书第二章的里面。
That in Ephesians chapter 2.
使徒保罗给我们看见了神所要建造的家的一个榜样。
Paul shows us this image or this pattern of what the church ought to be.
今天只有这个是标准的。
Only this is the standard.
那么愿这个也成为我们今天的目标。
And may this also be our goal.
我想我们今天早晨就交通到这里。
We will end our sharing here.
我们请弟兄姊妹们打开诗歌本，我们再唱首诗歌。
Shall we sing another hymn?
140首。
Hymn 140。
诗歌140首。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning as we stand before you,
我们从深处把我们的敬拜归给你。
We want to give the worship from the depths of our hearts.
因为你不仅定了荣耀的心意。
Because not only have you set your glorious purpose,
你也完成了你自己的救恩。
You have accomplished your own salvation.
今天你把我们这些人从世界中救赎回来。
You have saved us out of the world.
你要叫你的心意成就在我们众人的身上。
And you want to accomplish your heart's desire among us.
主啊，你不仅一个一个的恩待我们。
Not only do you have mercy upon each one of us individually and bless us.
主啊，你要把我们众人建造成为你的教会。
But Lord, you build us together to be your church.
成为你借着圣灵可以居住的所在。
To be a dwelling place for your spirit.
主，我们感谢你借着你的话把清楚的目标摆在我们的眼前。
Lord, we thank you for clearly showing us the goal.
你已经告诉我们你所要建造的教会到底是怎样的教会。
You have shown us what type of church you are building.
我们求你借着圣灵在里面继续的光照我们。
So may the Holy Spirit continue to enlighten us.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都非常的清楚。
So that all brothers and sisters may be very clear.
好叫我们在这里能够同心的在这里一同侍奉你。
And together with the same heart serve you.
愿神的家被建立。
That your house would be established.
愿你在地上找着安息的所在。
May you find a resting place on earth.
愿你在我们的中间显明你的同在。
Please manifest your presence among us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们实在没有想到你有把这么大的恩典加在我们的身上。
Lord, we have never imagined that you have given us so much grace.
主啊，当地上的光景正处在混乱的光景中的时候。
That while the condition of the earth is in chaos and in destruction.
愿你用清楚的目标引导我们往前。
Please lead us with a very clear path and goal.
愿你的旨意得着成就。
May your will be done.
主，我们对你说，我们在这里。
And Lord, we say to you, we are here.
求你扬起脸来。
Please lift up your face.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
And shine the glory of your face upon us.
主啊，让我们越过越能够体贴你的心意。
So that we could come to understand and know your heart.
我们能知道我们的得失并不重要。
It's not whether we gain anything.
神的旨意当留心。
But that your will would have a way.
愿我们在你回来的日子。
Lord, in the days before you return,
因着在地上遵行你的旨意,
as we hold fast to your will,
能够欢然地来见你,
so that we could praise as we
welcome you back.
保守
每一个属于你的人,
please protect all who belong to you.
愿父所赐给你的没有一个是会失落的,
so that not one that the Father has given to you would be lost.
并且每一个都得着建立,
and that all be built together.
我们把荣耀归给你,
we give you all glory.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.